With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. The index of a newly released monthly survey of bankers in rural parts of 10 plains and western states has hit a new record high, just 2 months after hitting its previous record high. The overall index of the Rural Main Street Survey for May reached 78.8, nearly 7 points higher than the previous record of 71.9 set in March, and 10 points above April's 69. Any score above 50 suggests a growing economy. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss credits gains in grain prices, record low interest rates, and growing exports, but says labor shortages are holding the rural economy back. Bankers from South Dakota and 9 other states were surveyed. Climate scientists expect drought conditions in the northern plains to expand, especially in portions of South Dakota, but the next few weeks of rain could bring some relief. Current drought conditions continue a dry pattern from 2020. Doug Cluck is the director of Midwest Climate Services for the National Weather Service. He says weather trends can be persistent.
The other thing about some of the drought areas, especially way up north in the northern plains and in southern Canada for that matter, is that that drought didn't start this spring. In fact, a lot of dry areas started last fall or even late last summer.
Weather officials predict droughts in south central and southwestern South Dakota will continue to worsen, but Cluck says any rain is a temporary solution.
Now, it doesn't mean it's going to fix it. All it does is sort of dampen it down for a while, pun intended, and hopefully we can get a series. What we really need is a series of wet storms moving through there, not just one-offs like these.
Long-term forecasts suggest more rain is possible over the drier parts of the Midwest in the next few weeks. Research scientist Aaron Wilson says South Dakota can expect minor drought improvements.
But really a large, expansive area across much of the region, from Minnesota, South Dakota, Iowa, of seeing those above average, the probabilities for above average precipitation are higher.
The National Weather Service predicts warmer temperatures statewide with lower chances of precipitation west of the Missouri River from June to July. A judge has rejected the state of South Dakota's argument that homeowners in a Black Hawk neighborhood lack legal standing to seek damages due to a sinkhole. Judge Kevin Kroll's ruling may now proceed with class action status, which would include any resident affected by the sinkhole that exposed an abandoned gypsum mine in April of 2020. More than 40 people from 15 homes were forced to evacuate due to the sinkhole and mine. Eastern South Dakota's only ski resort is getting a new chairlift, and they are raffling off the old one. SDPB's Megan Feary reports.
John Cassidy has been skiing at Great Bear in Sioux Falls since the 1980s. He remembers when the big red chairlift first opened, and he's sad to see it go.
It's all that I've known out there is that chair. Before that, it was rope toes, but that chair has been just a symbol. When you come around the corner, it's the first thing you see.
Cassidy's family has a lot of memories attached to the ski hill.
That's where my kids learn how to ski and snowboard. And that chair, it's a small hill, and the joke always is it takes 2 minutes to get up and 30 seconds to get down. Well, that 2 minutes, you spend one-on-one time with your kids, with your friends, your spouse. It's just an opportunity to have a conversation.
Now, Cassidy and other ski lovers might be able to take one of those chairs home. Great Bear is raffling off the 40 chairs in June. Alexa Giebink is the Director of Communications at Great Bear. She says there's a lot of interest.
What really comes down to is there's been so many memories made out on that hill over the last 40 years. You know, it's a very sentimental piece for a lot of people.
But she says it was time for some new technology.
It's had a good run, but this new chairlift will keep pushing us forward as Sioux Falls grows and we can get more guests up the hill more quickly.
Giebink says many people have told her they plan to turn the chairs into benches or swings for their yard. She doesn't know what color the new chairlift will be, but it will not be red. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Megan Feary.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.